Welcome back to the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This episode is super fun. I speak with Inner Circle member Rachel, and we talk about a lot. Rachel lost a significant amount of weight using Weight Watchers, so we speak about Weight Watchers, her thoughts on that, and we also talk about now how after being in the Inner Circle for several months and losing weight and getting stronger, she wants to transition into maintenance. So we talk about how she can transition into maintenance and also what she can expect when she does transition into maintenance from a weight gain perspective, from some mental games that can happen when you transition into maintenance. So we talk a lot about that and then a bunch of other stuff as well. Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you do, please leave a 5-star review. Let's get into it.
How are you?
I'm good. Let me see. My headphones, for some reason, like, disconnected. So you're coming out of my iPad, but not out of my...
That's okay. I mean, it's the sound quality is great if you want to keep it like this. If you prefer the headphones, okay. You can put them on, though.
No, that's totally fine. I can do it without. That's works for me.
Literally right before I called, they started running tests in my building. Oh, let me put my video on as well. They started running these tests, and I didn't even know there was a speaker right above here. And they were like, this is a test. I was like, great, literally right now. But
get in there. That way they know it's safe.
But thank you for being flexible, by the way.
Yeah, like, of course.
I was running way behind. I'm really excited to chat with you.
I saw it during one of the lives. You were like, yeah, like, I'd love to talk to more Inner Circle members. And I was like, oh, like, I'll email, I'll see. And then Kat was like, how's like a week and a half? I'm like, oh, I thought it was going to take longer, but no, it's. So
honestly, this is literally the main priority I have right now for like everything I do is like Inner Circle is number one. And part of that is I don't think a lot of Inner Circle members know, like, I'll talk to literally any Inner Circle member. Like, I want to get on the phone with you. So like, this is a massive portion of my week is like, I spend hours doing these calls. I love them. And I publish, actually a pretty small percentage of them. A lot of them, I just talk and like, we have a good conversation, and a small percentage that I think is really going to help someone. Well, I'll publish it, but like, this is, I love coaching and I love talking and interacting with people. So this is like what I do. So I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I saw the email that you wrote. First of all, like, I want to give you the floor and allow you to introduce yourself and so I can get to know you better, but huge congrats on the progress you've made. Like,
Thank you.
My goodness, like, you've done an incredible job. So with that being said, I'm going to stop talking. I just want you to like, just tell me about yourself, introduce yourself, like, give me some background, and we'll go from there.
Sure. So I am 27. I live in Ohio. I live in Northwest Ohio. And I'm a teacher. I teach preschool integrated, where it's some special ed, some students who aren't special ed. So that's really fun.
Okay.
It's very challenging.
How'd you get into that?
So actually when I first started going to, so I went to Bowling Green for school, up here in Northwest Ohio. And, when I first started, I just wanted to do early childhood, and it's like preschool to third grade. It's like that early childhood range. And, I was like, oh, you know, I'll do this. And then when I went to register for my classes, they're like, oh, we have a new program where you can get your early childhood and your early childhood special ed.
Mm.
And it's same amount of time for your program. Do it. So I did that. It was a ton of work and a ton of classes. But I just finished my fifth year teaching. So every year that I've been in the field has been like a blended class, which is really, really nice.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I thought it was really fun too. One of your podcasts, the one that you were talking about, Israel, and you said you were on an IEP. Like, that's what I do. I just write IEPs for a living.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
But we write them for the little ones. So it's mostly like things like playing with friends and learning how to like follow directions and listen to teachers. Like, it's a little more basic than.
Got it.
Really, what it was.
That makes sense. And but you enjoy it. Like, you enjoy it.
Yeah. I love teaching. It's exactly what I want to do. So, and I mean, part of the reason that I wanted to like write in was, I mean, like, you know, every time I hear one of the podcasts, it like really resonates with me. And I was like, if there's anything that like we can talk about that like resonates with somebody else, that's 100% just because like sometimes all you need to hear is someone that kind of reminds you of yourself and you're like, oh my God, that's me.
100%. Like that's one of my favorite parts about doing this is so many people, they just through hearing someone else say the things that they're going through, it lets them know they're not alone. And like, it can really click with them for whatever reason. I've really enjoyed doing this. So I'm super excited to have you on and to speak with you. And the topic that you said, I know you said you want to talk a lot about maintenance and momentum. Like, I think that's a very under-discussed topic. And I'm really excited to chat and see what we can come up with.
Yeah. And so, I mean, during the first couple of years I taught, growing up, I was not, I always thought that I was a little bigger. Looking at myself in like ninth grade, looking at pictures, I'm like, oh my God, are you an idiot? You looked fine. Now I'm like, are you kidding me? But
isn't it crazy how that works? Like in hindsight, you look back at pictures, you're like, what the hell was I seeing?
And now I'm like, oh my God, I would murder somebody so I could look like that. Straight up murder someone. No.
Just straight up murder
someone. Once I started, I gained a little weight in high school, and then in college I gained more, but like I was very fortunate at like where I put on the weight. It was mostly just like in the curves, so nobody could tell. It was like sneaky weight. Like I could go to the fair and have one of those like guess your weight people, and they would guess like 30 pounds less because they just like could not tell based on how I carried it.
Got
which
it.
Was fine, but like also not ideal. And then actually in college, I started to realize that I did have a lot of food issues. And I think too, that as a culture, we don't talk about compulsive overeating enough.
Correct.
We talk about like the big eating disorders we talk about are like anorexia, bulimia, but I feel like more people are impacted by overeating and they don't realize it like that. And that was me. And so my sophomore year of college, I actually started going to Overeaters Anonymous meetings, which, and I didn't go too long. I went for a couple months, and really it was until I started like realizing like my triggers and how like to process it and like the things I needed to do to not have those issues.
How did you decide to go? Like, was there a moment you're like, I need to do this?
There wasn't a specific moment. So my mom actually had some food issues when she was in college. Okay. And so she actually mentioned something about it, like not referring to me, but something with herself. And I was like, maybe I'll just check it out. And I mean, so I went for a little while. And really, I went until I was like, I think I can do this on my own. And I, you know, occasionally there's a day when you slip up, but like
of course.
Whole one day at a time mentality. And I feel like if anybody does have that overeating, like where it's really making your life hard, those meetings are really helpful, especially because they do structure them. It's a 12-step program. They structure them exactly like AA, exactly like Narcotics Anonymous, you know, just any kind of addiction because like food is the addiction that nobody likes to talk about.
Yeah. And it's one of, if not the hardest, because you always have to eat it.
Yeah. Like, you need it.
You like, need it.
The,
right.
That's
like
the worst thing. Yeah.
Not to say other addictions aren't hard. Obviously like they're beyond words difficult, but it's the one addiction that like you need it to live. It's so, so challenging in that way.
Yeah. And so, so that really helped. And then, I worked out sometimes when I was in college, not a ton. When I started teaching, I moved, I was in a new apartment. I was living on my own, like for the first time, no roommates, anything. And my first year teaching in the spring, I started doing, kickboxing, which I really enjoyed. Have you ever heard of Nine Round?
I have not. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it's a kickboxing thing, but they do it like a circuit. So you go in, you do nine rounds.
Okay.
Done. And it takes like a half hour. I really enjoyed it. But I mean, I didn't have the nutrition dialed in. So I was working out a lot. I was like definitely doing it, but like, so I did lose some weight, but then I really like the part of the reason I wanted to talk to you about maintenance is because I've never intentionally maintained. It's been like all accident. So it's like I was working out really, really hard, like multiple days a week, but then I also would just like eat garbage. And you know, that was it. But and I worked at a restaurant while I was also teaching. The restaurant was a burger place, eating lots of burgers. So
I would love a burger right now. It's like the one, like I'm in the middle of a weight cut and I was like, after this cut, the first thing I'm getting is a big burger.
Burgers, yes. and then when COVID hit, so basically my highest weight ever was 213.
Okay.
And then as I was teaching and doing kickboxing, I was like sitting at like 185, 190 or so.
Okay.
And then when COVID hit, I went from having two jobs and working out about 5 days a week to being in my apartment by myself.
Yeah.
And like I would go on walks, but like I was like, oh good, I went on a 4 mile walk, but then I just sat at home for 12 hours. Like, and then and you know, supporting lots of local businesses by just eating their food and not exercising. And last year, I'm very proud of all the things I did last year. Like I ended up during the course of the pandemic, I finished up my fourth year of teaching. I got a new job and I actually moved back out this way. Like I was working the whole time. I was still working at the restaurant as soon as it opened back up. And so I did a lot. And so then I realized once I got into my apartment here that I was like, oh, and I stepped on my scale and I was like, oh my gosh. And I weighed 206. And I was like, oh no, I gained the COVID-19. That's not good. So that's what I've been calling it.
Yeah, I think it's funny. Absolutely.
I had done Weight Watchers a couple times on and off. Like, and I didn't have the mindset. Like I would do it. And then I would like just eat like crazy a couple days. And then I would be like, well, that's done. It's all gone now. And then I would like quit. So I tried it again in, I think it was August or September. I signed back up. And then there's another podcast that I listened to before I knew about you was it's called Half Size Me. And the host of that show, I think she lost like 150 pounds and she's kept it off for like 12 years.
Wow. Like, good for her. That's amazing.
And she does a lot of good stuff too. Like I keep telling my mom, for women who are like approaching menopause, she does talks a lot about that stuff, which I mean, I find things that I like about that podcast, but there's other things that like just don't apply. So, but she had a guest on and the person said something that just like clicked about like, I realized that one day isn't going to ruin all my progress. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. It's not. So that really helped me. Like my whole mindset was different. I was tracking everything. I was being very, like, if I had a day where I was like, okay, I'm still going to track, but if I go over my points, I'm not going to freak out.
I love that.
And I did that. And then in the spring I lost 30 pounds. So I lost the 20 that I gained plus another 10. And then
through using Weight Watchers.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
And it was really nice. And like the great thing, I know you said it before, the great thing about Weight Watchers is like the community. The community is really, really good, really helpful and supportive. And, it definitely taught me a lot about using more fruits and veggies, like bulking up my meals with fruits and veggies, eating more lean protein, because that's where they prioritize those like 0 points and everything. But after a little bit, it was like end of April, early May, I like my progress kind of stalled. And then I had started listening to you because somebody I followed posted the "you can't F this up"
picture. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I think that too. And then I like started going through all your stuff and I was like, oh, okay, awesome. And I love podcasts. So I started listening to your podcast and I was like, okay, so I decided to try the Inner Circle, especially because it costs the same amount as my Weight Watchers membership. So I'll try it. And, I loved Weight Watchers for like what it did for me. Yeah. Like, I mean, it definitely helped me get a better relationship with the food. I mean, the mindset part was everything, but, just trying it, like, but also I didn't realize that like calorie counting could be really nice. Like, I think I said on my first live, I was like, I can eat cheese. It's amazing. It doesn't have to be fat-free cheese. It's like regular cheese. It's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
And just sometimes too, like with the calculate, like it's easier to just go calories, like numbers. Like the hard thing about the points is like sometimes they don't like add up. Like I can get a coffee drink that's like 200 calories, but like maybe it's 5 points because it has a little more sugar. Like, and you know, in the grand scheme of things, 200 calories isn't a quarter of my day.
Right.
But right. 5 points might be. So, you know, I definitely like, it's like, take what you need.
Yes.
Leave exactly. the rest and just I walk love that. With it. But yeah, and so I've been doing the Unicorn Strong Challenge. So I joined May 2nd.
Okay.
Been doing Unicorn Strong. My weight has gone down about like 4 pounds, but I can also tell that I am getting stronger. I can tell I look different.
Yeah.
The other day I was walking by like a window, like a shop window, and I look and I go, this is a weird window. Like this, that's not what I look like. I kept walking and I go, oh, like my butt does look like that. That's awesome.
Let's
okay,
go.
Cool. Like,
I love so that.
Little suggestion, get like, make t-shirts and put your logo on it. It says like booty by. that's what it should say, because I'm like, okay, cool. Like it's all deadlifts or like booty by deadlifts, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I was like, that's 100% what it is. Like I told that story to my boyfriend. He goes, you were looking at your own butt. I'm like, I couldn't stop. It's impossible.
If you don't look at your own butt, that's, you're a liar is basically what it boils down to.
I was like, it looks different. It's much different. And like, I can tell, like I've lost, So I've lost 2 inches in my bust, half an inch in the chest, inch and a half in the waist, inch and a half in the hips. So like I am I'm getting smaller.
That's incredible.
And thank you. And it's and you know, I can tell I'm getting a lot stronger. Like right now, like my deadlift is like 120 plus the weight of the bar, but it's like Planet Fitness, so I don't know how much that bar weighs.
Is it okay? So is it in the Smith machine?
It is. I think it's like 20.
Yeah, it's about 20. Yeah, okay, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So I mean, so that's 140.
That's incredible.
In, which is, you know, and like I really like, I've fallen back in love with like weightlift. I did love to lift weights. It was a part of like the kickboxing. Like they had like a weight station, but like I didn't do it for so long. So now it's nice to like go back and just kind of get back into it.
How did you find is the programming, like, do you enjoy, like, is it easy to follow? Like, I'm interested to know your thoughts on the actual strength program.
Yeah, I really like the program. Okay. Before I did that, I, you know, like Weight Watchers doesn't have like a programming thing, but I was kind of following what, this other girl was doing, and cause she would like post her workouts. So I was like, I'm going to do these, but yeah, I also didn't know about like adding in like how much weight I should be lifting, how, right. You know, so I think that like the content's very helpful. And
good.
Like, so far I feel like I'm getting my money's worth for my
good. Good.
but yeah, it's been, and I love doing supersets. I think it's nice to just kind of bounce between things. I did get really, like, sometimes I feel like, because people post in the inner circle and they're like, you know, I don't have confidence going to the gym.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just go and I pretend like I know what I'm doing. And then I just do it. And then I walk around like nobody can tell me anything because I know what I'm doing. Well, and so the other day I got really irritated because there was a guy who was going back and forth between the Smith and like a cable.
Ugh.
But which is fine because I do that too. Like I don't care if you're jumping between. But every time he would go between them, he would wipe the whole machine off. So I thought he was done. And so he'd like, do the Smith, wipe it off. Do the cable, wipe it off. Do the Smith. I'm like, you're the only one using it.
It's like you're like hesitating. Can I take it now? Like, can I go now?
And all the other ones were taken. So like the only time you'll see me like on the treadmill or on the elliptical is if somebody's using the machine I want.
Yeah.
So I'm like on the elliptical and I'm just like staring at him like, get away. Or at least like go back and forth and stop wiping it off because I think you're done.
Yeah.
So I get like walking over and I'm like, oh, just kidding. Sorry. But I've really been liking the program. I wanted to ask you after the Unicorn Strong, do you think, especially since I'm gonna go into maintenance, do you think I should do like monthly editions or
yes. Yeah. Okay. Especially My goal with by the end of Unicorn Strong is that you are comfortable and confident in the gym, right? So a lot of the program design, yes, to get stronger, yes, to improve like your overall athleticism performance, but also I want you comfortable in the gym. Like that's one of the, like, that's part of how I programmed it in a way, like it's nothing crazy. It's nothing outlandish and none of my programming is, but I want you to go in there and be like, I know what I'm doing. Like you've spent enough time with the technique videos, you've spent enough time practicing where like, I feel confident to go in here and I see this exercise in the new edition and I feel confident knowing I could start with X amount of weight, do it comfortably and progress from there. That's like what I really want to happen. So okay. If you can finish the Unicorn Strong Challenge and feel confident in your ability to go to the gym with that, then 100% just go into the regular monthly editions.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cause I think you said that on another thing, like that's a good way to kind of segue into it. And I think it's really, I like the way that the program is set up, especially cause I read Susan's book. I actually bought it for my mom and then
amazing.
I gave it to her. So I read it. Now I'm like, did you read that book yet that I got you? She's like, I'm working on it. I'm like, mom, it's like 200 pages. You can get through it. It's fine. But I was kind of the same way where it was like going to the gym a lot, but like quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'll see friends at the gym and they're like, oh, I'm going to be here for another hour. I was like, another hour? What do you mean?
Crazy. Like,
right. And I'm like, I was like, if my day takes more than 45 minutes, that means that people were hogging the stuff that I was trying to use.
100%.
Like I get my stuff done and I go home.
And so, and it's hard, right? And it's not hard necessarily because you're like nonstop going for 45 minutes, but because you bring intensity to each exercise. Like this is what people who are new to working out or new to strength training, they think everything has to be about like sweating and going and going and going. But there's something really great when you start to lift heavier and then your heart rate is up after a heavy set and you're like, I need 2 minutes. Like I need 2 minutes. But by the end of 45 minutes, like you're spent mentally, physically. It's like, cool, time to get out.
Yeah. And I mean, and too, like just looking at like, I love like your content is very helpful. And like anytime somebody asks me, like people ask me a lot about Weight Watchers and I'm like, Weight Watchers is very helpful. However, I'm not doing it anymore. Like, I was like, it was very helpful. But then I've pointed so many people to your page. I'm like, right here.
Thank you so much.
And it's just because it's like, you don't realize that like burning the calories on the machine or on your watch or whatever isn't accurate because people don't tell you that.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you don't realize that, you know, you can still eat. Like I love to eat. I eat a bunch of stuff, but it's all, I can fit it all in. I just can't fit in as much into my gullet as I would like.
Just unlimited amounts, right?
Unlimited amounts. You're right. Like, did I have two hot dogs on the 4th of July? You bet. But they were spaced out. They were not like one right after. I waited. What was for one? What was for next? But, you know, I can make it work.
I love that.
Like the next day? Yes, I did. But that's okay. It's fine. Something else I did want to ask you. So, right now, let's see, month 3, Unicorn Strong, bicycle crunches.
Yes.
So when I extend my right leg, my hip pops.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Is there any way, I mean, it doesn't hurt and it's not like, it's just kind of uncomfortable. Is there any way I can adapt that to like not?
Is it only when you fully extend? Is it like, okay. So I would go to stop before the pop, right?
Okay.
So like I would just end the range of motion prior to having that hip pop. I've coached a bunch of people who've had that as well. And if it's at like terminal extension, right? When you're at the end range and you feel like a pop, like oftentimes it's tendon going over, like it's one of the tendons in the hip that sort of like just slides over and you feel a pop.
Yeah. And I did a physical therapy for my knee a couple years ago. I had like something weird happen with my knee. Also, we found out I have bone spurs. So I just have like really pointy bones.
Okay.
But, like, I was telling the lady, I was like, by the way, I have, like, a creaky hip. And she was like, what? And then she heard it, and she was like, oh, that is a creaky hip. I'm like, yeah, just pops. I don't know. Like, and, I mean, she didn't tell me anything to do for it, so I was like, I guess it's not a big problem, but.
Yeah, it, especially if there's no pain, that's the most important. If there's pain, it could be an issue. And one of the potential issues with this, if you keep doing it over and over and over again, there could potentially be something that is exacerbated as a result of it. So just stop before that happens. Just finish, like, complete each rep without getting to the point where it pops.
Awesome. Before I was like, it'll be fun to talk to Jordan. I don't have that many questions. And then as I was sitting here, I was like, like writing down a bunch.
I will answer every question. I'll sit here for 4 hours if you want.
No, don't do that.
I will.
You got other stuff you gotta do, I'm sure.
Not really. I love this.
Very pro tip. I don't know if it's everywhere, but Chipotle's doing a buy one, get one today, and that's what I'm doing after this.
Really? Okay. Yes. Is that nationwide?
So, I think so. I think it's
okay.
Yeah, look at him. So I watched the maintenance guide.
Perfect. Okay.
So I did my homework. I watched that. So, you know, coming from Unicorn Strong, I mean, I've been losing weight since like last August. It hasn't always been a consistent deficit.
Yep.
But for the most part, you know,
which is great. Like, you've had times where you've taken a break and then you go back on. Like, that's totally fine.
Especially like that, like I was like, why am I starting the Unicorn Strong? Why did I start in May? Like, start counting my calories at the very last month of the school year when, like, we had, like, 100 things. And, like, Teacher Appreciation Month is in May. Everybody's bringing us baked goods. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, this is terrible. Why did I do
and
this?
The summer's notoriously hard. Like, the summer is really a difficult time with vacation and barbecues and da-da-da. Like, it's really a very difficult time to, like, really try and begin or follow through with, like, a strict deficit.
And, like, graduation parties and stuff.
Yeah.
This is the first summer since I started my career that I haven't worked over the summer. Since all the stuff I did last summer, I was like, I'm taking a break. I'm not doing anything.
Good.
Which is nice, but also, like, oh, look at all the things I can eat. Like, wow. But it's being cool. It's fine. So, like, how long do you think should go into maintenance?
That's a good question. And there's no right or wrong answer. Let me ask you this. Are you ready right now or at the end of Unicorn Strong Challenge? Are you like, hey, now's a good time to go into maintenance? Is that, like, what you want to do?
Yeah. So I'll be done. I have, like, so much paper and, like, just data all over the place right now.
I love it.
So I'm done with the Unicorn Strong Challenge on July 24th. So, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, less than a month.
Yeah, like, then is fine.
Perfect. So. Yeah. So here's what I'd say. I always prefer to start with a more brief time frame because you can always extend it.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes when people go into maintenance for the first time, they're like, all right, well, they don't have an end date. They don't have an end in sight, and it becomes overwhelming to them because, like, well, I'm not finished achieving my goals, and, like, I don't want to be in this forever. And it gets, like, well, they get overwhelmed by that. So I'd say set a minimum time frame, more brief, of at least a month.
Okay.
Right? I think 2 weeks is a little bit too short. I think 2 weeks is more of a diet break, whereas at least a month is more maintenance. And what you can do is at the end of the month, and what I found happens so often, and I love when this happens, people get to the end of the month, and they're like, I love being in maintenance. They're like, I'm eating more food. I feel stronger in the gym. I like how my body looks. I have more energy. I'm sleeping better. And I love when that happens because then they'll go into maintenance for 3 months or 6 months. They'll put on a lot of muscle. They'll, like, completely change their body composition. Then they maybe go into a deficit for a month or 6 weeks. Then they go back into maintenance and live in maintenance as opposed to what most people do, which is trying to live in a deficit, which is just it's torture. You can't do that. So I'd say at least a month and leave it open to saying you're more than happy to extend it if you'd like.
Okay, cool. Love that. Also, when you were talking about that, it also reminded me, like, especially, like, the eating more food and things. I also feel like when I did the whole Weight Watchers thing, it was a lot of people being like, how can I eat a bunch of stuff, but like make it 0 points. So they're like putting in like, they're like, what if I only use fat-free cheese and I don't eat any bread ever? And I'm like, is that how you want to live? Are you sure? Like,
There's real issues with that.
I think that the people that keep coming back to different diets and things, it's because when they do it, they just don't have the right headspace for it.
You're 100% right.
Because, like, you know, when I did Weight Watchers, I save my points for cheeses and breads and, like, things that I like. I love sauce on stuff. I'm a sauce person, so I save it for sauce. But, like, that's, you know, like, those kinds of things that you have to think about. Because otherwise it's like, hi, how can I – or, like, the people that are – I know you've talked about this, where they're like, I don't want to eat any fruits or vegetables ever. What? Sorry, you're going to have to. Like, they're like, I never want to ever eat any vegetables in my life. How? And it's like,
yeah.
Or, and they're like, and I also hate chicken and I hate every single protein ever. And I'm like, okay, sorry, this isn't gonna work.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like,
right, sorry, like,
you made this so unbelievably difficult.
And I mean, and I know that you've talked about keto too. I've never done keto, but also I don't trust anything where like they're like, no bread, no fun. The only substitute for bread is just melted cheese. Like, yeah. Like, have you ever seen like, they're like, oh, look, keto friendly, tortilla shells. And it's just cheese. It's just melted cheese. And I'm like, I don't think that's good either. Like, digestion anyways, like, yikes.
I always know someone's full of it when they say something like, oh, this tastes exactly like insert food here. It's like, you have to say, well, this tastes exactly like real bread, it doesn't taste like real bread. If you say this tastes exactly like real ice cream, it doesn't taste like real ice cream. Like, it's nonsense. And if you want to make your own like cheese into bread because like it's delicious,
If I'm going to turn cheese into a taco shell, it's because I love cheese.
Exactly.
Not because I hate bread.
Or not because I'm scared of bread, right? Or because, like, God forbid, insulin. So instead, I'll just have all of this fat.
You have bread all the time. That also might have led to a little weight gain. Is anytime I would come home from college or anything, my nona's like, you look so skinny. Come eat. I put on 20 pounds. What do you mean?
I'm sort of upset I didn't document this most recent cut that I'm doing right now more closely with my, like, I should have made a YouTube video out of like actual the day to day. The amount of fruit that I'm eating is more than I've ever eaten for any cut. And it's just been the easiest cut I've ever done.
Right now, I'm finally getting our fruit back out. We've been having a really bad fruit fly problem. And so all of my fruits and vegetables are like in the fridge hiding, which also, I am Italian. We keep tomatoes on the counter. They're not supposed to be in the fridge.
Correct.
And it's hurting me to have them in the fridge. I'm like, oh my God, these poor tomatoes. This is not where they're supposed to be. But today I just went out and I bought like a can of bug spray. And I'm just like spraying my house. Like, it's nobody's business. But yeah, it's just a hot mess. But I mean, I love, you know, and I love fruits. I love vegetables. That was a really big thing, you know, with the Weight Watchers, is that they prioritize those things.
Yeah.
As like, hey, you can eat a lot of this stuff, just which is helpful.
Yeah.
But I mean, the people that are like, I never want to eat another vegetable in my life, I'm like, I'm sorry, you have to.
Yeah. Or it's like, you can't expect to be taken seriously if you're saying something as ridiculous as that. Like, how do you expect to come to the conversation and have a real conversation and act like an adult if you're not acting like an adult?
Exactly.
Like, eat your fucking vegetables. Come on. Yeah.
And like my younger brother is, there is a fruit fly in here at the moment.
I was like, she's waving to someone.
It's trying to touch my face. It's fine. But my younger brother is very into, he's always been very into, like, once he got into college, into weightlifting, into fitness. He's one of those guys that wants to be like as big as possible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get ripped. But so like he'll make a lot of smoothies, a lot of, you know, getting those vegetables in, getting the fruits in. And It's just funny. Like, we tease him a lot because, like, all the bread he eats, it's like, what bread has the most seeds? How can I get as many grains into this bread as humanly possible? So we tease him about it a little bit. But, I mean, me and him, it's like when we get together, it's like a Mr. Universe pose off. Like,
I love that. That's awesome.
It's great. But, you know. Hold on. I'm just losing my train of thought.
The month in maintenance makes sense.
Yes. Right? Okay. The month in maintenance makes a lot of sense.
As a minimum, like, you can do more.
And so, I know that you and Susan said like add in 300 kind of at a time. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So if I was gonna like do, if I was going to do, like highs and lows. So right now my lows are 1500 to 1650, highs are 1725 to 1875.
Okay.
So should I just plus 300 to all of that, or?
I would start with plus 300 for the week, actually. Okay. Like, for the week. So just add 300 to the week and then decide which days you're going to add them to. And I would go, generally what most people do is they add those calories to the low days, is okay, because that way, you know, the low days are the worst days. Like, no one enjoys low days very much. So make your low days a little bit higher and progressively increase from there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then, and I know it's like, once it starts to level off, how do you know when it levels off?
This is a great question. Like, so how do you know? So, and I've spoken about this a little bit recently. I want to make an entire video on this. When your weight levels off, it's never going to just stay the same. Mm-hmm. There will be about, I would say, a 5-pound range that it will fluctuate between. So usually what happens is this, the pattern that this follows going from a deficit into maintenance is, when you start increasing calories, you'll often notice an immediate increase in weight, generally a spike upward 1 to 2 pounds. Normal. You have more food in your stomach, right? It's just, that's what happens. Then from there, it'll level off a little bit with fluctuations up and down. So, and actually the weight tracker app in the Inner Circle is live. It went live today, so you can use that.
I used it today.
Oh, amazing. How'd you like it?
Good. I really like it. The only thing was, and I feel like it's going to get worked out real quick, but, my, workout tracker did not work today.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like when I would hit the check mark that I was done with the, like the first set, the timer didn't pop up, nothing happened.
Okay. So, well, I'm gonna talk to Alex, the developer, right when we're done then. So thank you.
Yeah. I posted in the Inner Circle. A couple other people said that they noticed. So,
okay.
I'm sure she's already on it, but
okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what'll happen is you'll notice, like, oftentimes, an initial spike. And I'll also preface, some people notice an initial dip, right? And I'll explain that. And this is what, everyone's different and it's always variable. But one of the reasons sometimes people will notice an initial dip is because when you're in a deficit, like, you're in a stress response. Like, cortisol will rise. People are more stressed. Like, that's a normal response. It's not a bad thing. This is one of the reasons people, like, never go into a deficit. It's like, it's normal. It's what happens. Like, working out causes a stress response in your body as well. But when you start eating more, the stress response decreases. And when you have a stress response, your body will hold on to more water, okay, right? So as you get out of that stress response, you go into it, like, you have a little whoosh, water will leave your body. Right. And oftentimes the next couple of days, you'll notice you weigh a little bit less. So sometimes people will spike right up. Sometimes people will have a dip first and then their weight will gradually come back up. Either way, both are normal and very common. I would say give yourself, like, whatever you weigh right now, I would say give yourself from there, add about 5 pounds. And leave that as your upper limit. Now, if you have one day that goes to there or slightly above, not a big deal. It doesn't matter. But if you consistently see, I'd say for at least a week or so, if you consistently see your weight above that 5 pounds, that means you're eating a little bit too much. You need to rein it back in. Otherwise, if you're within from where you are now to 5 pounds up, you are in a good range for maintenance. Cool. It's a lot of people think maintenance is one weight. It's right. Not one. It's just a range.
Okay, cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, and I also had a question about the bright lines. So I usually am very good about setting bright lines. My one downfall is a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I love Mexican. I've been eating so much Mexican food since I moved to Texas. Oh, my Lord. It's amazing.
I'm very jealous. Oh, my God. Sounds amazing. Like, so that's where I have the most problems is because, like, if we go, you know, it's like, I'm like, okay, we're going to share a basket of chips. And then I'm not going to eat anymore. But then they put another one down, and I'm like. And then it's like all bets are off. Or I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get one margarita, and then somebody's like, let's get a pitcher for the table. I'm like, why would you do that to me? So I don't know if you have any ideas for realistic, or like if you have an example of like what you use when you
How often are you going to Mexican food?
Not that often, but I could do it every day.
Oh, if
left up to my own devices, I could go every day.
I mean,
probably like once every like 2 weeks.
Okay, once every 2 weeks. And do you notice it's like you go way overboard when you go, or is it just like slightly overboard?
I mean, I think it's more over, like it's overboard where I'll eat until I am full, which usually I don't, like I'll eat like a meal at a restaurant and I'll feel like kind of full, but like overly full.
Yeah. And it's a lot of chips and a lot of margarita and the whole meal and all
I've
that.
I've been very into Chili Rellenos lately, and like they're incredible. Have you had?
I've never had that, no.
Okay. It's like a big poblano pepper, like a chili pepper. And it's stuffed with like cheese and filling and then lightly fried. And then they put it on a bed of rice and like put like sauce over it. It's so good.
But I'm like, amazing.
I can eat one of these and then that's it. Like, and that I'll do, you know, that I'll do. But like, that's been like my go-to lately. And I'm like, this is incredible. Like everything about just only cheese filled peppers for me for the rest of my life.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to, what's the name of that again? What's it called?
Chili Rellenos.
Chili Rellenos. Okay. I'm definitely going to have
and that. The like Y sound in Rellenos is two L's because it's
got it. Yeah.
I know, like, you know, if you look for Y's, it's not going to be on there. It's going to be L's. L's only.
So in terms of those bright lines, the thing about bright lines is like, they're never easy, especially when it's something like, you know, you're going to a Mexican restaurant, like, and you just want to be unlimited. So this is why it's important to be honest with yourself. Like for me, when I used to go to Mexican restaurants, because I didn't used to go to Mexican restaurants very much because like I didn't have so much access to great Mexican food. It used to be once every couple of weeks, once a month, whatever it was.
Now you can all the time.
So I wouldn't really make a bright line. But now that I'm going all the time and there's these fresh made chips and then all like the tortillas and then the margaritas, I've been making bright lines. The hard part, you just have to stick to it.
Right.
Like, so for me, the bright line is if I'm by myself, which I've gone by myself, like I limit myself to half the basket of chips. That's my bright line.
Gotcha.
If I'm with other people, then like just one basket, like, and if they get another one, I don't eat it. It's like, that's my bright line because I'm going four times that week. So like, I can't be eating more than one basket every time. It's not dealt with. So like, it's just being an asshole. So one basket and I'm done. And then if I really have a bright line, it's one margarita. If I'm not having bright lines, then if I have two margaritas, if I have two, then the night's like, all right, I'm just going to have a bunch, right? If there's two down, three, four, whatever, like we're just going to keep going with it. But if I'm sticking my bright line, it's one basket of chips, one margarita, and that's it. And then I can have my whole meal and everything. Usually another bright line that helps me a lot is don't eat what you don't like, or don't eat what you don't love is I think a better way of putting it. So for example, I've never been like, I'm not a huge rice guy. Like I've never just been like, I love rice. It's like, oh, okay, cool. So for me, I often will leave a lot of the rice on my plate because I'm not getting much from eating it. So for me, that helps a lot. Like I don't, the rice, great. Like I prefer the beans, but even then the beans, like I get super gassy, like real gassy. It's like not worth it. So like I would rather have the cheese and whatever than the rice and the beans. So often I'll leave those as well. So I would say one basket of chips, one margarita, and then don't eat what you don't absolutely love.
Gotcha. And yeah, and I think that works too. I mean, I have been like, I won't have the tortillas. Like, I'm not like, or especially if they come with like that big pepper, I'm like, well, I'm not going to put it in a tortilla. It's already in its own vessel. Like, and then, and I'm not a big bean person. I'm more of a rice person. So, okay. So now I feel better. Now I don't feel like I'm like, oh God, what did I do? And sometimes I feel too, like I, especially because it's like, hey, you can't mess it up. You know, as long as you're still working towards your goal, I feel like sometimes I get a little too lax. Cause then if I like have a day, I'm like, well, I can't mess it up. So I'm
yes.
So I think that's just like on my own mental block where it's like, you can mess it up if you keep doing it, Rachel.
This right here is the quintessence of like one of the biggest struggles of what I see in the fitness industry right now, which is balancing diet flexibility with some level of restriction,
yeah,
right? Or maybe restraint. But there's been a lot of negativity towards the idea of any amount of restriction whatsoever. Like, restriction isn't a bad thing. Like, we need restriction in our lives in some way, right?
Right. Well, and it's like, that's why we have rules and laws and
correct. Exactly. You can't just do whatever you want.
Just the purge.
That's exactly right. So
like, I'm not about to do like the purge, but with my own food.
It's exactly right. So there has to be a level of flexibility in knowing, hey, if I decide to do this, it's fine. Like, I didn't ruin my progress because of this one thing. But if you're doing that on a daily or multiple times a week and just going completely overboard, you can't be upset with your lack of progress because you haven't been, we'll call it, restrained enough or consistent enough to make the progress that you want. So it's finding this balance. And I think what's important is when you don't demonize it, when you do have the ability to, but you decide not to because it's not in your goal, it's not leading towards your goals, that's where the balance comes in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
My
boyfriend's like, he's in the other room, and I keep hearing like doors and things, and I'm like, what? I'm like sequestered in the office, so I'm just like,
Got it.
That's why I keep frowning. That's where the door is. Okay, cool. Yes. That is extremely helpful.
Does that make sense? Like, sort of finding that balance between and restraint.
Yeah. And I think too, I think I just need to be like, you can't mess this up as long as you don't keep messing it up.
Correct. Yes. I love that.
I think that's just where I need to like make my own distinction and be like, hey, you need to chill like a little bit.
Like, if your goal is to maintain a certain range, then you need to do what it takes to maintain that certain range. If you're in a period of your life and you're like, screw it, like, I'm cool gaining a few pounds, then like, go for it, whatever. But like, what's your goal? And if your goal is this, then you got to do what it takes. And that might mean, God forbid, allowing yourself only one basket of chips. God forbid, right? Like, it shouldn't just be unlimited. Like, limit yourself to one margarita. You don't need seven. Sometimes it's fun to have seven, but like, it shouldn't be the regular occurrence.
Is it fun to have seven?
Actually, no, seven's too much. And that's
seven,
a really
seven margarita. Sounds like a lot, but yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. Especially like, you know, when it comes to like the summer and like trying to navigate through, because nobody else is working on these goals but you, Rachel. So, you know, people are like, here, have another one of this, have another one of that. You know, it's just a whole thing. I was going to say something else. I don't remember what it was.
It's all good.
I don't remember. This is not related to that, but I did want to, since it is a video call, I did want to show you. So this is a picture from, I don't know if you can see it that well, but
yeah.
So like, that's me a couple of years ago. And that's when I was doing like the kickboxing and the, and like just kind of eating whatever. And then this is a picture from my friend's wedding a couple weeks ago. And like, I'm tiny now.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Same boyfriend. Wow. Very tiny.
You can even just like, see like some definition in your shoulders and your arms. Like, wow.
I may have tipsy posted that in the inner circle. And I was like, look at my clavicle. Look at my neck. It looks amazing.
That's so good.
The definition right in the neck. Like,
Have you enjoyed strength training? Has that been a big, like, do you like that? Has it added to your life?
I love strength training. I love, you know, feeling really strong. Like the other day I told somebody that I did 17 pushups in a row and I felt really proud of myself.
That's
like,
badass. That's no joke.
And that was, it was the first one on the, in the Unicorn Strong, the pushups to failure. That was my first set. And I mean, I didn't do that anymore after that, but like, I was like, look at this. I'm like, what the hell? But it's been really nice too. And like, and I really do, I enjoy the Inner Circle. I like during the summer, I get to go to the, look at the lives and things. And, I tried the, Legion supplements, which I had never tried before. So
have you enjoyed those?
That's where that. Yes, I have. I got the, I actually got the book, the, Thinner, Leaner, Stronger one.
Yeah.
That,
great book. Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm going through that right now and I am really enjoying it. It's nice too, cause like you guys have very similar, styles of, you know, like method and things, which I enjoy a little of the, yeah, of the same things, hearing the same stuff from people. And then I got cinnamon cereal protein, which is, it was 100% a good recommendation. It is very
so good. Yeah.
So tasty. And I got the pre-workout, which I like. I think I might stick with the pre-workout I was using before just because of like just the taste. I just
which pre-workout was that?
Pink lemonade. It's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's just I actually use Alani Nu, their pre-workout. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I just like the flavor that they have more, but I mean, you know,
perfect.
It's just, and like so much about, you know, anything like strength training, any like weight loss, everything. I just think people just need to find, like, make your own plan.
Yeah.
You know, like if you can follow whatever to a T, you can follow keto, you can follow Weight Watchers, whatever's going to work for you. You just need to figure out what it is. Like, I mean, for me, once a day, I will have a cup of coffee with some creamer and I will not track it, because if I can't do that for the rest of my life, I'm not going to want to do it. So like that's in like, and I'll walk down, we live very close to the town of Bowling Green. There's the college there. And then there's, just the town. And so I'll like walk from my apartment to downtown. I'll get myself a cup of coffee and I'll walk back. I'm like, if I can't do that without having to track it, like it's not, why would I want to do that? Because it's, you know, something I enjoy. So, but yeah, it's been, I think overall, like I'm happy with my progress. I'm excited to put on a little bit more muscle because then I think when I do go into a cut, having the muscle helps, right? Like
it
helps
with the
burning and everything.
It helps a ton.
Okay, cool.
It helps a ton. And then it's so fun because when you put muscle on and then you go into a cut, you're like, oh my God, like I've got some real definition. Like when people hear, when they hear put on muscle, they think Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? They think like, oh my God, like I'm going to look. No. That's not how this works. Like, unless you're using a tremendous amount of anabolic steroids and your testosterone is through the roof.
That's right, because I am. Like, no,
like putting on a little bit of muscle when you start cutting, you're gonna be like, damn. Like, you know, when you said you looked at your butt, you're like, damn, like that's my butt. Like that's what happens. And you do that over and over and over again.
My clavicle. Random things that I'll see and I'm like, okay, like my boyfriend was like, what are you doing? And I was like, look at that. And he's like, are you trying to flex your neck? I'm like, no, but look, there's a little bone right here. Like, I couldn't see it before, but there it is. Like, it's just like weird. Like, yeah, you just kind of see like weird things on your body where you're like, okay, I see you this coming out of there. Or like, you know, like the little ridge right here, I'll see
defined,
and I'm like, what is that? Like, it's just random things. Once you start seeing them, then you're like, okay, cool. I'm going to keep doing it. You know, it's just.
Yeah. It motivates you. You see the results. Yeah. You're like, all right, this is working. Let's keep going.
Right. Well, and like, you know, not watching this, you know, the scale ridiculously drop, like since I started, I'm not mad about it. You know, like, I'm like, hey, it's fine because I can see the difference. And I think that's the overall takeaway is like, okay, but like, nobody cares how much you weigh as long as you like, it's how, it sounds weird, but it's like, it's how you look, how you carry it, how you, you know.
I've always said when people would tell me like, oh, like I just want to weigh this amount. I was like, listen, if you stepped on the scale and you were 500 pounds, like taking away all the health risks aside, like all of that stuff, if the scale said you were 500, but you looked in the mirror and you were like, I look sexy as fuck, you'd be happy. It's how you look and feel in your clothes when you look in the mirror, when you're naked. Like, that's what really matters in terms of, like, that's what's going to improve your confidence, and not to mention the performance and getting stronger and all of that. But the weight, it's arbitrary.
Right.
It's arbitrary, and it will never bring you happiness ever.
Yeah. And I saw some friends, some guys I know at the gym, and I was doing chin-ups, and right now I'm doing them with, like on the machine with, I think right now I'm at 45% or 45 pounds of help.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, right now I'm like 175. So that means I'm pulling up, but like 130 pounds.
It's a lot. Like, it's a lot.
And so a friend of mine like jumped up there and was doing them, and he's like, wow, like that. He's like, I mean, it doesn't really feel like anything to pull up with the 45 pounds. I go, yeah, but you're like 130 pounds. I can break you in half. Like, no. I'm like, for me, it's like doing a pull up with one of you.
Correct. Yeah, with more. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, it's like if you were doing it with no help, that's what I'm doing right now. You
correct.
Know? So, but yeah, and I've been noticing a difference with my chin-ups. I have not been doing the chin-up challenge that some people are doing in the inner circle, because I'm like, well, I'm like, today's my day off. Nobody, like, it's a rest day. I'm not doing it. So
good.
Then I don't have a chin-up bar. I gotta like drive to the gym if I want to do chin-ups. So all my stuff is at the gym. But yes. So been very good. I've really been enjoying. Like I do, I feel like I'm really getting my money's worth. And like, and I mean, I just talk about it with like everybody. Like
That makes me so happy.
Told my boyfriend that I was going to be on this call, and he's like, who's this with? And I was like, it's Jordan. He makes all the program like that I follow him, blah, blah, blah. He goes, is that the guy that keeps taking pictures of stuff in his pants? I'm like, yes, it is. And I'm like, you're right. That is who it is. And he's like, okay. I'm like,
you're getting on a video call with that dude who keeps taking pictures and stuff in his pants. He's like, couldn't have been happy about that.
he's like, what's happening now? I'm like, don't worry. That's not part of it. Talking to me.
Well, this has been amazing, Rachel. I'm like beyond impressed with everything you've been doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Yes. Thank you so much for talking to me. Do you care? One more thing.
Tell me.
Do you care if I take a picture of us talking?
Please, let's do it. What do you want me to make a funny face or what should I do? Just smile?
I think we could just smile.
All right, I'm going to smile.
All right. Jeez. Awesome. Okay, just because I'm like very, like, it sounds so dumb, but it's just like, you know, like you're the head honcho. You're the unicorn, right?
I'm the short bald dude. I'm the short bald nerdy guy. That's really what it boils down to. Let me ask you a question and feel free to say no. I know you're a teacher, so there's a potential that you won't, but you have really wonderful energy, like just really wonderful energy. And I have a feeling a lot of people are going to want to reach out to say something to you. Would you want to share your social media just if people wanted to reach out and talk to you or ask you questions? And again, if you don't want to, it's fine, but I want to give you that option.
No, that's totally fine. So I'm in the Inner Circle Facebook group. My name on there is Rachel Lee, L-E-I-G-H, just because of privacy sake, there is another gnat in my face. And then on Instagram, I do have a private account, but you know, I usually just check to see if we have people in common and then I'll usually approve. But it's actually She Sees a Million Stars, all one word, which is an Offspring reference.
Okay. She Sees a Million Stars on Instagram and just Rachel Lee in the Inner Circle Facebook group.
Yep.
Amazing. Amazing.
And that's me.
This has been wonderful. I hope it was helpful. I hope like you got the answers you're looking
really
for.
It really was helpful. I feel like all of my, I mean, I didn't think I had that many questions coming in, and then I thought I had a lot. Now they're all answered. So
good. Well, please, please keep me updated with everything. I want to hear how everything is going, and tell your boyfriend I say hello. And
yes, I will. He's somewhere. I just heard the door opening and I'm like, what are you doing in there? I'll be like, hey, the guy that keeps putting things in his pants says hi.
Perfect. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. This has been wonderful.
Thank you so much, Jordan. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
that wraps it up for this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure getting to speak with you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. They've been helping a lot. And if you would like to join the Inner Circle, you can do that at the link in the description. We have a consistency calendar in the Inner Circle members only app. We have a brand new weight tracking app, which I've been using on Instagram and showing people what that looks like. Again, all of this is available in the Inner Circle members app. So if you'd like to join, the link is in the show notes. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon.